Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing, it couldn't be any better.
Well, I am so glad to hear that. Now, for the record, sir, would you state your name and your ADC number?
Okay. Rick, I got sent to Taltuba.
Okay, but right now we need, before we go any further, we need to get your name and your ADC number, sir.
Well, I need to can I read this to you?
No, not yet. You'll be able to read it. You'll be able to read it later, sir. Right now, what is your name?
Well, this concerns the parole board too.
Yes, sir, but we got to go through a process, sir. So first of all, we need your name. What is your name, sir?
Will Sanchez.
Okay, sir. And what is your ADC number, sir?
049686. What color are you?
Pardon?
What's your race?
I'm not going into race today, sir. But please listen. Just listen for a while. And then we're going to give you an opportunity to read whatever you need to read and whatever you need to tell the board. But I'm going to say some things first, sir. So please just listen for a few moments, sir. Although you cannot see us, you cannot see the board today, but there are four board members participating in your hearing today. And there are four board members, and their names are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I am serving as your panel chair today. You have been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412A, 411 hearing today. And that means that you're being considered for general parole or for absolute discharge. That's the reason that this board wants to talk with you today, because you've been certified by the Department of Corrections. Some of the information that we have, sir, and I just want to read it to you, and then you can tell me whether it is correct or that it is not correct. First, that I would say to you that you have had a number of offenses over the year. And I'm just checking some additional paperwork to make sure that I have the correct paperwork. Okay, so this is a 412B. This is a 412B or 411. Is that what we show, 412B? I just want to make sure that's what I thought. Okay, this is 412B. That means that what the board is considering for you today is not what I said up front. This is a 412B, and that is to make a decision whether to move you to your next consecutive sentence or to place you on to place you on absolute discharge. So the board will make, you will not be getting out today. As you know, you will not be getting out today, but this board might move you to your next consecutive sentence, sir. Based on the information that I have, and I'm going to just share it at this time, you are currently serving a sentence for kidnapping, and that is you receive 28 years for that sentence. The sentence began on January the 7th, 1992. You became parole eligible on March the 24th, 2013. And your SED date is listed as, for this one, is listed as January the 6th, 2020. If you move to your next consecutive sentence, if you move to the next one, that would be for sexual abuse. And that would be a 6-year sentence. And of course, it would begin, if we don't do anything, the date that it would begin would be July 16, 2019. And you would become parole eligible on January the 6th, 2024, and you will, your SED date would be July 15, 2025. It also shows that you have a number of other future sentences, which I will not go over all of them, but you have one other one, which would be for 28 years. Then after that, you have four others that are 28-year flat sentences that you would be serving unless the board makes some decision in the future, or the court system makes some decision in the future to reduce your sentences. And based on information that I see, and I stand to be corrected by the board, if you serve all of the sentences that you have listed, you would be, your sentence would end in 2155, because you have so many sentences that have been over the years. And I'm just going to make a few other comments, and then I want to listen to you, sir. The board will listen to you. That the initial crime took place starting back in January the 6th, 1992, when an 18-year-old young lady who was selling magazines was down in Casabrand, and she missed her ride. She was on her way to Phoenix. You and two others drove up in a vehicle, and she attempted to sell you some magazines, and then you offered her a ride, or the three of you offered her a ride. She thought that you was going to bring her to Phoenix. However, as she got into the vehicle, and at that point, according to information we have, she was raped. At least two of you, if not all three of you, raped her. And then two of you raped her twice. And then once that had completed, that whole sexual encounter had completed, you permitted her to leave the vehicle, to exit from the vehicle. And then on January the 7th, 1992, the police down in Casabrand stopped the vehicle for a traffic violation, and two of you, including yourself, was in that vehicle, and you were arrested, and that's why we end up with all of these crimes that have been outlined by Ames, by the Department of Corrections. Sir, Mayor, I want to hear from you. What actually happened, and why are you in jail, why are you in prison at this time from your perspective? Not from what I've said, but from your perspective, why are you in prison at this time, sir?
Well, can I tell you, see, I got a form that says Arizona Department of Corrections, ADC, in the informal complaint resolution. You can hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you just fine, sir. Please go ahead.
And then I got a writ Sanchez. Okay, this is what I put. I put writ Sanchez Roy, R-049-686, Binding Unit 2017, to Sergeant Ground Right Service Henry. Okay, Henry. Stay briefly, but completed the problem. I want you to desire assistance. Provide as many details as possible. Writ, Rural Sanchez, Civil Suit Damages. Case number CR-2-001-7133. Sexual abuse. Sexual assault. Kidnap. Aggravated robbery. Wrongful imprisonment. David M. Moore, attorney at law, gravity synchronizer, the United States of America, control is using a machine of future history magnitude. The mind scanners of the decade are lowering down Citizen Extension TV shot, ground vapor and Citizen magnetic insulin, causing senior that deteriorates the bone structure. Central nervous system activator reaction, now County Florida Superior House Room Court Chambers, Judge where we are being division to state with no resource issues order front on a road census plate certificate serial number security card state bar extension project manager Lindsay Justice Project Manager, Lindsay Monopoly, Vice President, Bankers, Pentagon, United States of America, Arizona Department of Corrections, the largest government scandal in nation world history. She agreed to the program of legal assistance, Royal Sanchez, Ground Right Service. Excuse me, are you listening?
Yes, sir, we are listening. We are listening.
Well, see, I wrote a writ, and I spent many hours. I've been working hard, and I like to, if I'm not parole, I like to program out of Florence, right there at OT Trustee. I used to put the flag up there, the American flag, and I got it right. And they said to move the flag. After that, they got me to quit working there. I like to, see, I didn't do none of that, but they took my co-defendant and they didn't lift the panties in, because the panties, I mean, that's a star witness that they could have used against the girl, because she repeated this girl over by Casa Grande into this girl named Holly McClure. Well, I got to know her through the transcripts, and we played to Holly McClure, and she was coming out of a bar. She was a street whore, and she was, they try to say that she's selling cookies for the Cub Scout, but they didn't try it, but, you know, I heard that, and nobody wrote that girl, and just, we stopped her, and we asked her if she wanted to ride, and she said, my friend said, Eddie Jackson Sanchez, they killed Eddie Jackson Sanchez at one of these units, and David Rose covering up the badge, he got a wire tap, and he's being wired to the state government, and Roman Loza was standing under the table to convict me, and I'm not guilty of none of that. And we gave her a ride, but we told her that we'd give her a ride for $5, and we went we headed toward Phoenix, and then when we headed toward Phoenix, we went on and went to the reservations, and we stopped, and then Eddie got out the car, and then Holly McClure, she sat in the front in the middle of those three of us. There was another guy named Tommy Garcia. Yeah, and he need to go to court to testify, because he didn't perfectly know that we ain't rape her. And I didn't touch that girl. And, the thing was, no one touched that girl, and we went on ahead and we didn't touch that girl, and Tommy, I got in the front seat, and we waited for Eddie, and then when I got out the car, she followed me, she was in the front seat in the passenger, and in front of the passenger's seat, and she went on ahead and she followed me. She got in the back of the seat. She wanted to rob her to kill us. And she went on ahead, when I got out of the car, she went on ahead and put her panties down, and she, her panties felt awful. And so, like, she was doing something in the bar, and she was down on the pool table, but nobody did nothing. She was on methadone. And we didn't drink or nothing, we didn't have nothing to do with what she was doing, but she was not a methadone judge. And she, I'm being treated wrongfully, I'm being wrongfully in prison. David and Moore, nobody did nothing to the girl. She was a street whore. You gotta investigate that. You gotta investigate her. You gotta get Tommy to the courthouse because he's a third party. Not just that, they took any sense to testify at court, and I didn't either. And they just hurt me more. And Judge?
Yes, sir. I'm listening. The board is listening. Let me say this, Mr. Sanchez. Just listen just for one moment, and then I'm going to let you talk some more. This is not a...
They're blackmailing me for my certificate. For my honor, Royal Sanchez, order for honor, Royal Sanchez. Certificate, serial number, security card, they were blackmailing me for that card right there. See, I'm reading this form, and I don't know if you can see me.
No, we cannot see you today, sir. No, sir. We can't see you today. The last time you came before the board, we were able to see you, but this time we do not see you, sir.
Yes, but like I said, I'm being wrongfully in prison, and I'm being hurt. I got a TV. I got a TV shop. A brown paper. They gave me a TV shop right there in Florence Central Unit, City Development. And the Arizona Department of Corrections is in a large government scandal in the nation world history. And they want my certificate. They said they already got $30 million, $38 or $39 million, I mean. And they just tearing me apart. I mean, I didn't get out of prison. I'd have to go to the state bar.
Okay, now, Mr. Sanchez, now let me ask you one simple question.
Okay.
Are you saying that you did not commit those crimes? Is that what you're telling this board today, sir?
Yes, sir.
So we've heard your explanation. We've heard it. You have explained it much in more detail this time than you did the last time you came before this board. And we really appreciate that. But let me just say a couple of things. Please listen, Mr. Sanchez, just a couple of things. This is not a court of law that you're appearing before today. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and we will make a decision whether to release you at this time, I mean to move you to your next consecutive sentence at this time, or absolute discharge. That's all this board will do. Some of the complaints that you have expressed, they will not apply to this board. You need to work with your lawyer or whomever and through the court system to work out some of the issues that you have suggested, sir. But as this board will not be able to help you with some of the issues that you have raised. But at this time, sir, I'm going to see if other board members, there are three other board members aside from myself, in the room, and I'm going to see if any of them will have questions for you, sir. Questions from other board members, from Mr. Sanchez. Wait 1 second, the Honorable Mr. Johnson has questions for you, sir, so please listen.
Mr. Sanchez, you had some tickets that you recently received, one in July and then another one in October, for disobeying a verbal indecent exposure. You had some tickets you received while you were incarcerated, sir, recently?
I got one ticket here that I read.
Okay, you got one ticket.
For being naked.
For being naked. Okay.
They said I was naked and I did. I got it right here.
Okay, it says it was in front of me. Then you had another ticket in July for disobeying a verbal, sir. That was a major. What was that for? Do you recall?
This one says. Arizona Department of Corrections, there's a distant man here, 34830, case number 17 through 821 through 0628. I beat that, and I was naked. And the police says that they got a strip you, and they took my underwear, my shirt from me, and I didn't do nothing.
Okay.
Nothing wrong.
Okay, Mr. Sanchez, let me go back to the crime that you actually are there for and make sure I'm trying to understand. I thought I heard you say, did you say that you were innocent of this crime and you didn't commit this crime?
I didn't commit no crime. I'm 4 years. I didn't commit no crime. David Gore, Grace Governor of Dallas, you can see the one that we brought him a clear hearing in the district attorney for him in Dota. They're the ones that we brought him a clear because, I mean, I didn't have nothing to do with it. And not just that, my penis is so strong. I don't see what am I going to get out of raping a girl. I didn't rape this girl. Not just that, they got a wire in the courthouse. All judges, all attorneys got wires, and they blackmailed me for my money, for my civil suit. Damages.
Okay, Mr. Sanchez.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further questions by board members at this time? Mr. Sanchez, there are no questions at this time by board members. However, we're coming towards the end of the hearing, but we do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement before the board. This time we're going to ask that you not repeat anything that you've already said because the board has heard everything that you've said so far. But is there anything else that you would like to tell the board at this time, sir?
Yes, I don't got an attorney, but I can represent myself. I got a certificate. It's valid, and that's what they're going by. They're going by this certificate. This honor certificate, and I went to school, and I got pluses, A's, and that's when they are getting my certificate and my credits, and they want to make more money to my certificates. And you can look at my certificate. You got to look at the certificate and get a hold of the state bar.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Please.
Okay, I'm going to ask
you. I need an attorney.
Okay.
But like I said, I have to represent myself at court.
Okay, sir. Well, you're going to have to get your attorney. But at this time, sir, please listen.
How can I get an attorney?
Sir, Sir, talk to your CO3. Don't talk to us. We cannot help you get an attorney. Discuss that with your CO3, sir. This board is not in a position to help you to obtain an attorney, sir. But now I'm going to ask that you would listen. We listen to you, sir. We listen to you. Therefore, now I'm going to ask you to listen to us. The board is now going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. Once the board has completed this discussion, the board will make its determination, will tell you what its decision is at this time. So please listen. Please remain quiet. The board is now going into discussion. Just one more thing, 1 minute, and then I'm going to cut you off, sir. 1 minute. Okay. What else do you want to tell the board?
My CLP, my legal assistant, he went on ahead and said that he's going to get the state troopers over here because they're doing something to me that's unbelievable. I can't handle myself and I can't keep stuttering. But my vocal cord is good, but they're trying to do with my bone structure.
Okay. Okay, sir. We heard you. So now, please, sir, remain quiet. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation. I think when we look at the crime itself, it is unbelievable. This was this 18-year-old victim came out to Arizona from Kentucky, and she was selling magazines to help with scholarships and other things. And she had missed a ride from to get back to Phoenix. Three individuals rolled up, and they offered her a ride. At that point, that's when she was raped, sexually assaulted, and kidnapped. Based on the evidence that was put forward, Mrs. Sanchez, ADC number 49686, was found guilty of all of these charges, and he's currently serving his sentence. As we've indicated before, that at the moment, he's serving the kidnapping one for 28 years. If we move him to his next consecutive sentence, it's going to be for sexual abuse for 6 years. Then he has several others that's with future sentences that will be coming up. Based on my review of the documents, based upon this hearing, I am not in favor of moving Mr. Sanchez to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. But I am prepared to listen to other board members for any discussion that they might have at this time. Board members, discussion. Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Dr. Wright, I agree with you. Also, we want to make sure, and I'm sure you'll probably know in there, that you do have a letter from the Pinal County Attorney's Office. The basis states that given this crime and conduct while incarcerated, prisoner clearly remains a threat to the public and there is no reason to release him at this time, according to the PMO. That's an objection to his being released, sir. That letter dated October 17, 2017, sir.
Thank you so much for putting that in the record, sir. Any further discussion at this time by board members? Hearing no further discussion at this time, I am going to offer a motion, and the motion is to deny Mr. Sanchez, ADC number 49686, to deny move from parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And that is my motion.
I second, Dr. Wright. Can we also give it a 1 year set off?
Any objection to a 1 year set off? Hearing no objection to a 1 year set off. A 1 year set off is so included. And reasons for denial is serious and violent offense, serious and deviant behavior, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, she was 18, seriously bodily injury with all of those, multi victims, No, that was not multi-victims. That was only one victim.
I think that poor institutional behavior,
as much as we have these discipline, recent disciplinary infraction, he needs closer supervision. I'm also going to include, although there have been a couple, but there's a lack of programming where we don't need no release plan at this point because we're not at that point yet. I'm going to include poor demeanor during the hearing because he kept interfering and no family or community support. Is there anything else that any board member feels that we should include at this time for reasons for denial? Hearing none. Mr. Sanchez, this board has voted to deny your parole to the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I've given the reasons for the denial. Do I need to repeat anything at this time, sir?
Judge?
Yes, sir.
Can I get a lawyer from the courts?
If you can find a lawyer, then you can get a lawyer. As I said, it would be best.
Yeah, but I ain't got nowhere to find a lawyer.
Unfortunately, this board is not in a position to help you get a lawyer. Please discuss that with your CO3. Your hearing is over, and please put the CO3 back on the telephone, sir. Thank you so very much for your participation, sir.
Hello? Excuse me.